Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarro County, Texas, numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great. That's a hard goddamn thing to say. Bizarro County, Texas, and numerous other. That could have been on purpose. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 13th day of December, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And that's winter. It's winter. It's been warmer. I mean, at least it ain't been down to single digits. It's been like 23 this morning, but damn cold. I hate the cold. I hate the winter. I don't understand. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved it, man. I mean, it was fun playing in the snow and then going to be a little kid and things don't worry. But when you get old, it's just a goddamn pain in the ass, in my opinion. Anyway, that being said, let's see what we're going to look at here. Congress hid illegal legislation in farm bill to further support horrific genocide in Yemen, and it passed. Well, there's a goddamn surprise. Now, this is from the Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Misty for discussion, and we're going to listen to it in just a minute.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Congress hit illegal legislation and farm bill to further support horrific genocide in Yemen, and it passed. What surprise? What a surprise. You mean that federal corporation that's the same one that has us subjugated? Yeah, it's murdering more people over in Yemen so that they can take their resources and hand them over to our Jewish masters. This is from our Free Thought Project, sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Yesterday, Congress violated the Constitution. Oh, man, none of it's real. It's all a fucking fraud. Every bit of it, man. Congress violated the Constitution. Which one? And the War Powers Act. Violated the War Powers Act. By voting to block and further move, block any, I think it says and, but I think it's supposed to say any. It makes more sense, so I'm going to say any. by voting to block any further moves by Congress to withdraw U.S. forces from the wholesale slaughter and genocide currently taking place in Yemen. This move was done using the farm bill. You see this stuff you don't see on the new, your stupid box every day with the murder and mayhem. They're just slaughtering people for their resources to hand them over to the fucking Jews, and that's a fact, and the Saudi Arabians. I mean, the Saudis are the ones, I mean, your money is being spent to send munitions over to kill children. Once again, just like in Iraq, and you just sit there and, I can vote. I can still vote. That's my right. Many Americans are wondering what exactly a farm bill has to do with genocide in Yemen. Well, every goddamn thing, of course. The answer to the question is absolutely nothing. However, it does make for a good hiding place for insidious and illegal legislation, which is why the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018, $800 billion. Now, part of that, they're going to tell you that's for the welfare. I mean, well, 30 million of them are people on welfare or foreigners to start with, but $800 billion. Now, they've been passing laws in all these states where you got to go pee in the bottle to get food stamps, so you can get food. I wonder if, say the Bundys, because this is Agriculture Improvement Act 2018. I mean, this is the big cut up by all farming and ranching and logging and all the industries in this country. This is their big cut. This is their big check that gets sent to them for being a part of the goddamn corporation is what it's for. I wonder if Ammon Bundy, if he gets, money sent to him, does he got to go pee in a bottle? I wonder if any of these billionaires who will receive the lion's share of this $800 billion giveaway. I wonder if they got to pee in. Just the guy that wants food has to pee, or do they have to pee too? Because I'm betting they don't. Good hiding place for insidious illegal legislation. Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018 contained a section which removed the application of the War Powers Resolution. And even discuss it. The War Powers Act is, that's how they removed our common law courts. That's how they removed the people's authority after the, 1868 with illegally inserting the 14th Amendment into what was supposed to be our the Constitution for our republic. And turning us into goddamn subjects. We fought the King of England because we wouldn't be subjects. Now we're subjects, but we're subjects to a corporate aristocracy. And this corporate aristocracy, well, there's goddamn oil over there. The poor Yemenis, I feel so sorry for them people. They found a fortune of oil on their goddamn land. Oh, goddamn, you got to die. Your children, we got to blow you to pieces. That belongs to Israel. That belongs to the masters. I mean, like they had the murder of that journalist over there, that the Saudi prince, he ordered it, but hey, man, that's the Saudis, man, and this is international corporate mafia. Of course there are hits. There are going to be hits, but we're talking about fucking mammon here, so it doesn't matter. Life before mammon. And let's look at this a little more. As the mainstream media reported on the government finally legalizing a plant, industrial hemp, that should have never been illegal in the first place, one of the most disgusting moves ever by Congress was carried out in the dark like cockroaches. You mean like the Federal Reserve Act in the middle of the fucking night when a handful of some motherfuckers get together and, oh, we're just going to write this down on a piece of paper and you got to pay us money now. And the people, I've seen the piece of paper, it's there, they signed it, and they got a stamp thing on it. To avoid a debate on whether the U.S. should be involved in the war in Yemen, today our leadership will trick members into suspending the provision of the War Powers Act, which is just phony fucking bullshit that can't exist anyway. They don't have the goddamn authority, never had it. This is not the republic. Look up republic and look up corporation. They're not the same thing. This is not a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. This is an international fucking corporation. It's a corporate aristocracy. It is an empire. being run from a little piss hole over there in the Middle East. That's where our masters live. We just have the resources and the blood to spill to get to make sure that our masters over in Israel, that their piles of wealth, well, get bigger and bigger and bigger so they can use it to commit more and more genocide on fucking children. But we love children in this country. We're going to take your guns away because children are getting hurt. We want to take your guns. We're going to take your big clips because children are getting hurt. In short, members of Congress voted to suspend the War Powers Act with regard to Yemen. Well, why don't you just suspend the whole goddamn thing? Give us our courts back and we'll straighten this shit out for you right quick. In regard to Yemen, you see, and halt any further debate on America's support of the terrorist nation of Saudi Arabia. And, you know, that's, you know, the 9/11 thing, they sold you on the 9/11, or they didn't sell, the majority of the people today know better. But, I mean, when they first, you know, when 9/11 first happened, I mean, what they found that it was 15 Saudis, Saudi Arabians, and 3 Jordanians, if you believe their story, which was, I mean, fuck. Let's get real, people. It was all an act. It was all a production. They blew those buildings down. But if you did believe their story, it was 15 Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanian terrorists that flew the planes into the World Trade Center, if you believe that bullshit. So we attacked Iraq. That was it. We attacked Iraq. And then we attacked them because they had yellow cake uranium. But then they didn't have yellow cake uranium. And we slaughtered their people. We slaughtered little children, I mean, by the fucking scores. I talk about, you know, that vision will never leave my mind. I cannot find it nowhere on the internet. I've searched and searched, like the piece about the little boy living in the storm drain there in Las Vegas. But I have searched and searched for, I mean, the late, it was the day after it happened. And they were piling these little children in the back of this fucking pickup. I mean, stacking them like cordwood. I shit you not. And this lady, she's just wailing. She's just wailing there in the rubble and the shit, man. And I was like, oh, I'm so proud to be an American. I'm so proud. But this is not us. This is not our people. This is not the American people. This is not the United States of America. This is the United States Corporation and international gangsters. Go ahead.
Well, at least I know I'm free, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm free for them to give away to somebody because I'm their property. However, this is the second time Congress attempted to sneak a vote for a perpetual war in Yemen into entirely unrelated legislation. Last time, they hid it inside a bill about wolves. I mean, all of this, you know, it makes for, you know, something to read, but it doesn't fucking matter. You are living under a goddamn corporate aristocracy by definition of the English language. All the shit they throw out into the so-called media, all the fucking, you know, like the Times and the Washington Post and all of this shit they throw out there, that's just goddamn rapping, man. That's just a part of the production. It's the production they're running. It's a studio production. They could just cut all the bullshit, remove the media completely, just say there's going to be no more media, and tomorrow there wouldn't be, and we'd see who'd make a move. But they could be straight up about it. We're going to go take Yemen's fucking oil. We're going to blow up little kids. We're going to tear that place to fucking pieces. We're going to put it right back into the third world. We're going to take their oil and give it to our masters over in Israel. God damn, I don't know where I heard it. I was on maybe the site or something. They were talking about people going over to Israel to harvest their fucking crops. For you Judeo-Christian retards. Congressman Justin Amash also weighed in on the debauchery in the House by pointing out how the bill is also a massive vote for corporate welfare. No. And like I said, the guy who is getting a couple hundred bucks for fucking food, they want him to pee in a bottle. The guy that's getting a couple of million dollar check, for not growing crops. He don't got to pee in the bottle because, you know, he's of the ruling class and you are of the servant class. He's a stakeholder. You're a subject. The current conflict in Yemen, which was manufactured as a proxy war for Saudi Arabia targeting its bitter enemy, Iran. No, they discovered a pool of oil is what happened to those poor people. It is America's dirty little secret, which the media refuses to question. What media? You mean the propaganda ministry? And that's that fourth arm of the government? Is that what you're talking about? According to a 2017 analysis from UNICEF, more than 5,000 children have been slaughtered. God damn it, you guys. We are building and shipping war rifles. What the hell they call them? Assault rifles. We are building and shipping assault rifles to Saudi Arabia and so that they can go and kill 5,000 children. But they got to take our guns away from us. Because of the children, because children are getting hurt. Don't you know, if you hurt children with guns, you got to take the guns away. Unless you're selling them to Saudi Arabia and you're getting your goddamn big fat kickbacks. And the truth being that, you know, that all of this is coming out, what diabolical fucking monsters you are. That's why you really want my gun. But, I mean, 5,000 children. Oh, they're Yemenis children. They don't count. They're not human. I got news for you, in the eyes of those Jews, you're not human either, neither am I. And in the eyes of this corporate aristocracy, you are fucking property. You're a subject. You're their subject. Bow! Bow down to them. Slaughtered in the war, with the death toll from violence alone surpassing 10,000 as millions teeter on the brink of starvation, just like they starved them in Iraq before they finally went in and just fucking slaughtered their people. And hey, man, this has been done. USA! I got to get that back. I got it right here. God damn, man, I didn't know that. Slaughtered in the Yemenis.
USA! 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 USA!
5,000 little children. But man, they got to have your gun. They got to have your gun. They got to have your big clip. They got to have everything. They got to have everything you got to protect yourself from somebody who might kill your fucking children. But they can ship guns over to Saudi Arabia so that they can kill 5,000 Yemenis children in their own goddamn country. Huh? And it has nothing to do with fucking Iran. It has to do with the big pool of oil. And the fact that that's Israel's oil. Everything, look around yourself. Look in around your house. Everything that belongs to Israel. Because you're a subject. 10,000. Surpassing 10,000 as millions teeter on the brink of starvation. The number of casualties has only continued to increase since then. And as a report from the United Nations noted, the parties involved are conducting operation, quote, heedless of their impact on civilians. But God, we're such there's this loving corporate government. They love us so much they want to get these bad old guns away from us because they don't want children getting hurt or nobody getting hurt. They don't want nobody. They love us and they love everybody and they love the world and Jesus loves the world and baby Jesus is going to cry if they don't get our guns, but they can ship them to Saudi Arabia along with goddamn cluster bombs to drop on the fucking Yemenis people, to drop on their children. I guess it just matters what resources you've got that they're after, huh? The number of casualties has only continued to increase since then, and as a report from the United Nations noted, the parties involved are conducting operation heedless of their impact on civilians. At the Free Thought Project, as the Free Thought Project has reported, the current situation in Yemen is nothing short of genocide, just like the genocide committed on the Iraqi people. I'll tell you what, people, we need to separate ourselves from this fucking corporate monster that's going around murdering people, using our resources, our wealth to murder people who have done nothing to us, to murder for money. To murder for mammon. And we sit and I'll tell you what, all them farmers out across the country, you know, the holier than thou farmers.
Oh, well, don't say nothing about that, man. Is my check, my $1 million check coming? And don't forget to get that, make that poor guy piss in the bottle if he wants his bowl of beans. Because we got to separate the fucking ruling class from the fucking ruled class. Got it? If this money's coming from the same source, if there's one state that is making one person piss in a bottle for this fucking money, which they can't do anyway because it's an illegal, it's a total violation. It's, well, like, what am I saying? See, I mean, but the more we get into this, the deeper we get into this, the more complicated it is to talk about, because none of this, this is all fucking fraud. There is no United States of these Americas goddamn government. There is a fucking corporation that came in and just fucking took over. They just wrote it down on a piece of paper and fuck the goddamn Bill of Rights. Forget about that ratified fucking law, the highest law in this land. Hold it up. I don't care if it says we can't do that. Fuck you. That's your people's law. Do something about it. And that's where we're at. Either we're going to continue down this goddamn road or we're going to start doing something about these bastards. How do you feel about that, man? Here you are, a subject over here, working your ass off, slaving so that the proceeds can be taken over and they can make arms and munitions to send to Saudi Arabia to blow little children up for their fucking oil. How do you like yourself? God, it makes me proud. Man, I'm just a lump in my throat right now. I want to sing the national anthem or something here. Do we have it? Do we have it? Do we have it? Do we have it? We got to, no. Damn it, got to get it on there. Oh, man, I feel proud. I just feel so proud. Genocide. As there are 14 million civilians in starvation and 19 million out of the country. Country's 27 million population in need of some form of aid. So, and they're sitting on a pull of oil. They should, these people should be living the life of Riley. I mean, it's their goddamn resource. If it was going to their people, I mean, why would they have any problem with Saudi Arabia or anybody else, man? I mean, everybody was minding their goddamn borderlines. You're like, we're not. If there were, you know, if everybody had their sovereign countries like they used to, the Yemenis people, shit, they'd all be driving around in Rolls Royces, living the high life, wouldn't they? They just found a pool of oil, like Jed Clampett. They'd all be living in mansions, wouldn't they? Saudi Arabia has repeatedly facilitated famine, continued to murder children, and all of it with the help and approval of the United States. And they got to start putting that corporation thing there to separate, because we the fucking people, 75% of fucking people, I bet more than that, say no. I don't want you to kill. I don't want you to take my fucking wealth and kill the Yemenis people. I don't want you killing no children with my fucking resources, you sons of bitches. And they are mine, because your 14th Amendment ain't worth the fucking paper it's written on. You know it. We have to enforce that Bill of Rights. 85,000 children have already succumbed to disease and famine, and a child dies every 10 minutes in the country. To continue to support this war is to be complicit in genocide. So, we done did it. I mean, goddamn, the old George Bush, you know, you think about that. So I was thinking about that prick when he died the other day. That fat old piece of puscule shit. Look what he got away with, you guys. He was never punished for what he did. Look what he did to the Iraqi people. Starved 250,000 children to death. And Madeleine Albright, oh, well, that's acceptable. It's acceptable to starve 250,000 children to death. It's just acceptable to starve 10,000 Yemenis to death. It's acceptable to blow up and shoot and murder the Yemenis people. It's acceptable for the Israelis to sit in chairs and plink at the fucking Palestinians, shooting for the little ones with the diapers on because they scream loud. It makes a big, it's a lot funner. This is a sick shit you're a part of. Can you go out? Hey, go out and have a nice dinner today. You know, go out and just be proud to be an American. Sadly, Congressman Ro Khanna's pleas fell on deaf ears, and the bill passed. Of course it passed, because what the fuck do you think? You're playing games here. This whole thing of we're going to go and see, and we're putting this in front of everybody, and we're going to vote and all this stuff. Fucking predetermined, predictated.
because it is a dictatorship, okay? Now, how does a corporation work? You have a head board and a head CEO, and what they say fucking goes, doesn't it? You can play all these goddamn games and put all this propaganda out there through your ministry that you want. I understand how a corporation works. And this corporation is an illegal entity. It is a fucking usurpation of the people of the United States of America. People, the Republic was ratified. They just fucking removed a ratified constitution and replaced it with a corporate charter. They just did it. And they just been doing it ever since. They just been writing it down on a piece of paper. And then, you know, that 14th Amendment. You know, you're subject to, you know, there's this big thing about New Jersey. You know, they're coming after, they're going to send out goddamn patrol or goddamn state police teams to go out and house to house and take the goddamn clips away from the people, right? So where does this fall? Well, this falls under that 14th Amendment subject. I mean, actually, in their world, on what they have written down on paper, they're perfectly legit. Because you are a subject. You are subject to their authority. Now, it says right in, I think it says subject to the legislation of the state and the federal. But if you're subject to it, I guess you're subject to it. I guess you'll decide whether you're a fucking slave or, I mean, that's what it's come down to here. Are you a slave that they can come and take your goddamn property? I mean, I don't give a fuck what it is. It's either yours or it ain't. It's just, I mean, and it all began back in 1933 with that bankruptcy when they took the fucking gold. And then when they monetized all the people as goddamn human property. And I mean, put the corporation into full operation with us as a fucking asset. Not as the goddamn people in charge of a government that serves us. We became the servant. We're lower than a fucking, we're slave property. If you're reduced to property, you're a goddamn slave. We were the first country to really break the bondage because, I mean, you look back at England, I mean, even during the colonial years in this country, it's blowing me away what I found out. I mean, Parliament got together and decided to send 2,000 Irish slaves to the colonies, to their corporate lords over there, to clear the fields and build a factory or to do what the fuck ever. It's a pretty sick thing to enslave anybody. Like I said, I put it on a par with pedophilia. But to enslave your own fucking people? Is there a lower form of life? Well, I guess the Africans did it too, though. Because it was Muslims that brought the blacks over here from Africa. And it was their own people that took them into bondage and sold them to the fucking Muslims. God damn it, man. We need to step back as human beings. I know a lot of you don't like that human thing in there. Let's step back as just some kind of beings. And say this is no goddamn way. You think about your old grandma or your old grandpa. What they would have thought about, you know, going over and blowing people up in their name and shit. They wouldn't have allowed it. That's why it had to be done incrementally. It was put in place in 1868. It took them this long to get this far. How far do you think they intend to go? When they're telling you, we put it in the farm bill where we're taking your money by gunpoint and giving it to the goddamn corporate farmers because the little guy, I'm telling you, the little guys out there, they'll come up and tell you. They ain't getting no shit out of that farm bill. And fucking there should be no farm bills. We don't need this goddamn government taking our money and managing it for us and stealing 95 cents of every dollar in the process. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was, of course, Kid Rock's Born Free bullshit. None of us were born free. I mean, that's good. That's something we got to swallow. That's something we got to get through our fucking heads. We weren't born free. We were born subjugated. We were born subjects. We were born slaves. Every goddamn one of us, and it don't matter what color you are. There is the ruling class, and there is the slave fucking class. Get used to it. You're in the slave class. But the beautiful part is that we are completely, massively armed slave class that has had about all of this fucking shit we can say. I mean, I can't keep fucking, how can you keep reading shit like I'm reading you right now? Murder. Blatant goddamn bloody murder for fucking money for the goddamn Zionist Jew empire. That's who you serve, Goyim. And you are Goyim. They have made you Goyim. They put in that 14th Amendment that made you Goyim. Made you their Goyim. How does it feel? Only a few weeks into his presidency, Donald Trump made clear his policy of continuing the annihilation and genocide of the citizens of Yemen, following in Barack Obama's footsteps, because they all shit through the same hole. Murderers. Trump launched an attack on Yemen only days after taking office, which led to the death of multiple civilians, including women and children. But God, they got to get the, why do they want to get those fucking guns away from us so bad, people? Why? Why do they want us disarmed when they're doing such good works all around the world and they're such, we love our government so much. We love being slaves. Among the dead was the 8-year-old daughter of Nasser, I can't say this guy's name, Al-Awlaki, Nasser Al-Awlaki, who was also the daughter of Al-Awlaki, I can't say it, I'm sorry, a U.S. citizen. Well, actually, I don't know if he was born here and his parents were born, he was a United States national who was stripped completely of his Bill of Rights. Just like the fellow they came in and killed when they took his gun. Stripped completely. Just like the girl beat on the beach. Stripped completely. Just like that girl yesterday having her drugged by her baby across the fucking floor of what's supposed to be a building that belongs to her. A U.S. citizen extrajudicially... I love that word. That's sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act. Another corporate policy that has been put in place that says you can murder fucking Americans. That the government that serves, the government that operates under the people's authority can murder the people if they decide that's what needs to be done. In the name of the corporation. And corporations operate for one fucking purpose, and that is for profit. Extrajudicially, fuck, I love that word, murdered by Obama administration. They sure as hell was. Nasser Al-Awlaki explained that his granddaughter was shot in the neck and suffered for hours as she bled to death. Wonder which one of those war rifles that was made here in the United States that they don't want us to have, did they ship over to Saudi Arabia that was used to shoot that little girl in the neck? They don't think about those guns that kill children all around the fucking world, do they? They put on their productions here, oh, little children were killed. We got to take all your guns away because little children can't be killed. We cannot bear it. We cannot bear the thought of little children getting killed. Of course, we've discussed the fact that there's goddamn 12, 14-year-old kids in that Revolutionary War that fucking shot the fucking British and got shot by the British to get these goddamn rights that they think they're just going to remove from us. Nawar's death emphasizes the rapturous and savage nature of the U.S. presence in Yemen. The U.S. presence any goddamn where, because it ain't the U.S. presence. It isn't us. It's not us. It's that corporation. And it's an international corporate mafia acting in concert through the United Nations, an institution that cannot exist, that is a running Well, they had to remove our fucking constitution before they could put that motherfucker in place. Didn't they? Because you couldn't have under our original constitution that was ratified. You could not have laws made out in cyber world or over in another country and brought here and inflicted upon our people. Made by appointed ambassadors. They appoint somebody who's not even elected by the people to go to a foreign country to write something like Agenda 21 or the Small Arms Treaty to go in and go ahead and negotiate our rights away that they have no fucking authority to even talk about. They all should be fucking hung for even thinking it. And their continued aid to the terrorist nation of Saudi Arabia, and it is a terrorist fucking nation. Well, you know, we just had this little thing with the murder of the journalist. I came through the door. They fucking hacked him all to pieces and put him in acid. I mean, I really don't give a shit about the journalist because he ain't no fucking journalist. He would have been, you know, there ain't no such a thing. All there are the people that are observing the shit in the propaganda ministries of the international corporate mafia. But still, even the idea here, well, the Saudi prince ordered that murder of what was supposed to be a U.S. citizen of some kind. Well, we got to let that go because we got something more important involved here. More important than 5,000 little children. More important than 250,000 children in the first Bush, and goddamn millions of goddamn little children murdered around this goddamn country. I would hate to think. I would hate to see the number of the little children that have been murdered by what is supposed to be my fucking country in my lifetime. It's the number's got to be, I mean, God, any of you people thinking that you can be a part of this in any way or support this in any way, and the Judeo-Christians, they back it. They think it's a wonderful thing. You better hope there ain't no God. Those responsible for continuing this massacre have blood on their hands and should be held accountable for their crimes. Well, they will not be held accountable for their crimes until the people, the American nationals of these United States start holding this goddamn corporation that is fucking running the show accountable. They are taking from our resources, people, that they are stealing from us. They are taking what belongs to us without due process of the law in violation of the highest law of our land. They are taking that goddamn money and they are murdering people in other countries to take their resources to give to their Jewish masters. That's the bottom fucking line. And we are just property. We have no fucking say in it. Well, you can throw a vote. You can vote thing, man. That vote thing. Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. Go ahead and cooperate. Now we can call you on what you're voting in is a corporate aristocracy is putting on the votes that you're participating in now, traitors. So go sign up. Go sign your corporation up so that you can give consent for that corporate aristocracy and consent for your subjugation, you fools. Responds accountable for their crimes. Unfortunately, however, as yesterday's vote illustrates, most of the people who are tasked with holding others accountable are the ones responsible for the deaths on a massive scale. No! See, this has been the whole problem. It's what we've been trying to tell you. There's nothing you can do about it. As far as, you know, paper your way out of this, you know, the only people, who are you going to plead to? The ones that are doing it. That's why that 14th Amendment's never been challenged. Who could challenge it in a court that can't exist? It should have been challenged in the common law, man, I'm telling you. But the people had time. That's why they had to do it like after World War II. You know, that was the time when people really went to fucking sleep and just completely dropped the ball. It was after World War II because everybody got good. They poured the goodies on. They poured the stupidity into the people. And then into this, you know, then clear up into the 60s, and that's when they let the communists come in. That's when they quit making people give denounce their former citizenship to become Americans and have a vote. So that you could vote to go and kill people around the world for the, for your Jewish masters. I mean, we now live in a country whose leaders not only support illegal war, but who secretly block debate about perpetuating a mass slaughter. Why do you got to debate about this? You guys know about this, right? Your congressmen and your senators, can't you charge them with crime within the system? You can. And you know you can. It's just like Ron Paul all those fucking years, 30 years into telling us, yeah, we violate the Constitution every day. How many arrests have you perpetrated, Mr. Congressman? How many criminal complaints have you filed against the crimes that you have witnessed and actually participated in? Even though you voted no, you were there. You took that space. You were supposed to be there to stop it. That's what you swore to do. But that wasn't the idea now, was it? Federally funded reports explores the possibility of turning every mile of interstate highway into a toll road. This is from newspaper sent in by Amicus for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine on Thursday released a report saying motorists ought to pay up to $70 billion in higher taxes and tolls every year. We pay enough, people, we pay enough in gas taxes to pave our roads, every one of them. And silver. Now they're talking about, you know, the fact that, you know, it's the roads. We need more roads because there's more commerce going on. There's more of this shit going on. But I have to keep coming back to that fact that we didn't reproduce our numbers. I mean, there shouldn't be no more need for no more roads. If it's just us American nationals here enjoying what belongs to us because we didn't reproduce our numbers. There's less of us. In fact, housing should be dirt cheap. Everybody should have a house because there's less of us. So all of this huge ton of people that's like double the population of what you see isn't us. It doesn't belong to them. It never did. They're all here as an act of fraud. And now they're saying, oh, we're going to have tolls on the road to pay for all the roads and to move all this shit for all these people who are here who aren't supposed to be, who have dipped into your goddamn honey bucket.
Going to be paying $5 for a Snickers bar if they pull that shit on us.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, that's what it's all about, ain't it, Mark? About breaking the country and then finally breaking the people? I mean, we found out that we're subjects, and that's where they hold us. I mean, when they look at us, they're not, when they go, when Trump stands out over those crowds, he's looking at his subjects. He's not looking at his employers. He's not looking at those who have the authority over him. Currently, about $25 billion is spent on interstate highway system improvements, with just $2.2 billion of that amount devoted to new construction. Now, what all the money's being spent on is 10,000 yards that they have with tons of equipment and their goddamn pensions. And, I mean, a 25-mile stretch of road becomes somebody's fucking career. And they'll tell you, we have to have more money to repair the roads because we got to pay all the money out there because it's all pensions. We have all these people hired to sit on their ass and look at the tore up roads, don't you see? If you actually want the roads fixed, you're going to have to pay more money. And those roads are being tore all to hell because it is. I mean, there's tons more cars out there. But where did they come from if we didn't reproduce our numbers? What the hell are they doing here? Why do we need them? If what we had during when we were children, if what we had took care of us very well then, why isn't it taking care of us very well now as we didn't reproduce our numbers? Should be more. Something going on here. Something we better figure out. The study funded by the Federal Highway Administration examined the need to upgrade and repair the interstate highway system from the foundation up. Although proven durable, the interstate system roadway foundation will eventually become unserviceable, and much of it is already more than 50 years old, the reports noted. But I want to jump to this other one here, because just for a second, because we're almost out of time. Let's see what we got. Bernie Sanders. America is owned and controlled by a small number of multi-billionaires. This is how they do it. They come in and they have the robber barons come in, and then they, you know, they come in and they beat the people down and subjugate the people, and then the communists come in and go, communism's the answer. Let us take over the beating and the killing of your people. Let us take over your fucking wealth. How about we kill all of you? How about we kill all of the communists? And, you know, both sides, the Trotskyites and the goddamn Leninites and the goddamn Stalinists. Kill them all. And they, I mean, the power and greed of billionaires in the United States is threatening the country. This is sent in by Mark Schumacher. It's from CNBC. So says Bernie Sanders, the 77-year-old senator from Vermont, the goddamn open, the first open socialist. Now it's in, they want to say communist so goddamn bad. It's right at their, on their lips. They want to say it. They want to say it. The communist from Vermont who tried unsuccessfully to win the Democratic presidential nomination in 2016. We live in a nation owned and controlled by a small number of multi-billionaires whose greed, incredible greed, insatiable greed, is having an unbelievably negative impact on the fabric of our entire country. Sanders told Paul J. Absolutely correct. This is how they do it, isn't it? You're either going to have, I mean, it's just one group fighting another group over who's going to steal everything you've got, who's going to own you as property. And senior editor of the Real News or News Network in an interview posted Thursday, Sanders has become a political figurehead for the liberal end of the Democratic Party. You mean the communists? We're going to kill all you communists. We're going to kill. And these rich fucks, like you said, they're just a handful. So we're going to go and we're going to hang their treasonous asses and we'll take all our fucking wealth back, distribute it among our people equally. And then guess what, guys? Instead of somebody from China having to come in here with billions of dollars to start businesses, Americans would have that money, wouldn't they? That's what they do not want. They do not want Americans to have the industry in this country. They want a handful of them, internationalists, to be in control of everything. Sanders, who has become a political figurehead for the liberal end of the Democratic Party, the communists, said billionaires and their greed are to blame for any number of social problems in the United States. And they sure are. That's how the communists come to you. That's how they came to your forefathers. You know, the people that came, they shipped over here from Ireland and stuff, they couldn't read. They didn't know what that Bill of Rights was. They didn't know it all belonged to them. They just know the goddamn, I'm working, I'm starving to death. I'm working 16 hours a day, putting kids in the mines. My grandfather went in the mine when he was 12 fucking years old. Working your whole life away just for a bowl of food and go hungry. Never have nothing. Eating out your substance, all the wealth of your country just being handed over to that fucking handful. And that's all this really is, people. At the top, it is a fucking handful. And that 14th Amendment is the neck of the snake. Make no mistake about it. That is the neck of the snake. Keep that in your head. Until that son of a bitch goes, we're not going nowhere. Sandra, okay, when we deal with climate change, shove it up your ass. When we deal with the economy, shove it up your ass. Because the economy is what they decide it is. They type the numbers in the computers. It's like we've talked about this in the past. You know, you say you got $100 in your pocket, and it has so much buying power. These cocksuckers can get up in the morning and type into their goddamn computers, and it's worth 20% less. They robbed you. They took the money right out of your pocket without touching it because it's mammon. It's magic. Mammon rules, and don't forget it. Oh, man, dealing chain economy. When we deal with housing, when we deal with criminal justice or immigration issues, we have got to deal with those in a holistic way and understand why all of that is happening, not see them as silo-sized separate issues, Sanders said. A lot of it, of that has to do with the pervasive power of the ultra-rich in this country, he said. No, it's international. It's inter-fucking-national. Don't play, you know, it's this country. Yeah, they're based in this country. They're based in every country around the world. And that the real problem is right over there in the goddamn Middle East in that little pisshole called Israel. That's where the power structure is. That's where the orders come from. And hey, it is making the traitors, the people who will betray their own people, it is making multi-zillionaires out of them. That's a natural fact, and giving them all the power, and you get to be their subject. And they want to get you down till you know you're a goddamn subject, like in old England, like it used to be, where they go down the street, like I said, and they're, you know, be in their limo now, not a coach. But they see some poor kid over there, they're like, bring me that poor little girl. I've got some freaky things I want to do tonight to her. And that's where we're headed. We've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT, and tell them to stay fucking pissed. What else can you do? That is the Word from the Trenches. Yeah.